Pod Podcast Network.
Hey, you know what today is?
What's today?
Friday the 13th.
What's that mean?
I don't know. It's Friday the 13th.
Right, but I mean, is this about the movie?
Well, no, it's just, it's supposed to be sort of like, it's like scary day.
Oh. Well, you know what else is scary?
I hate this song. And I hear it because I listen to a lot of Top 40. And it's like, you know, it's permanently in the rotation, so I hear it every 35 minutes usually. And I imagine that Don is on the Beltway in D.C. blasting this song and loving every second of it.
I guarantee Don right now is dancing to this song. You had a good call. Don knows and loves this song. I'd never heard the song until you brought it up. I should get our Vine page up just to watch Don dance. There we go.
It just seems like everything is wrong with music. It's this song.
Who is this? Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
I like Bruno Mars.
I know you do.
You don't like Bruno Mars?
I could care less about Bruno Mars. He had a fine Super Bowl halftime show, what, 4 years ago? When was that?
It was like 2 years ago. It was a pretty good Super Bowl halftime show.
It was okay. There were no sharks dancing, so I didn't care about it.
So the only scary thing that we have on this episode so far is this song?
Yes.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Jeremy, Tony, Cherokee, Don. Gentlemen, another week.
Episode 102.
Hey, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Who is the host of the show?
I think we discuss this every 3 or 4 episodes, and it's Tony, kind
Sounds
of.
Sounds like a lot of infighting.
Well, here's this was sort of off topic. It's not
like
on
we're
here.
All very jealous people. Who's the host of the show? Who's the lead?
No, actually, I think it's more blame. I think it really is just blame. Really, who's the host of the show? Because that person, we need a new person. You're not doing a good job.
So we're a member of that.
Thunderbird Podcast
Yeah,
Network.
Okay. So we're a member of that, right?
Yes, okay. We've proven we have a soundboard.
Okay. So I went to their website, or yeah. Is it our website?
It's their Thundergrunt is their website. RadioForWinners.com is our website.
But are we Thundergrunt?
We're on the website.
So it our website?
Sure. It's partly our website. 1/10th or 1/20th. I don't know how many shows are
but
on
But we have
website.
A section on that website where it talks about our show.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And it lists each one of us.
Uh-huh.
It lists a host, and then it lists two co-hosts.
Does
Did
it?
You know that?
No.
Did you know that, Tony?
I did not know that.
Well, you know, everything that's on there, I submitted.
Is Jeremy the host?
Jeremy's listed as the host.
Well, this is what you guys get for letting me submit everything to a website. If you'd like to learn how to upload the site, the image, the post of the site, you can feel free.
See, look, he's stumbling now because we caught him.
I didn't think you guys would ever check.
That's partly true.
And I also took out two life insurance policies in both of your names.
As a good host, you know that we don't check.
I know. I'm honestly shocked that you checked. I didn't even think you'd remember we were on the network.
So it says host, Jeremy. And it says co-host. Like, we're just like little tiny blips on your little show that you got going on here. How do you feel
we're
about that?
We are the Al Rokers of the Today Show, basically.
Actually, I really did not know that was like that. I will look into
it. Oh, no. I think it's fine. I don't think it's fine. But anyway, I just thought, you know, since you are the host of the show, you should keep this show going.
Okay.
Let's see how well you do.
All right.
How well
I love
you do
that. Well, you know, this coming Saturday.
He's
this
already,
is how good I am. I'm on
already,
fire.
Already
this coming up. Saturday, Valentine's Day, guys. It's a great holiday. I'm not a big fan of Valentine's Day. How about you, Don?
Oh, I like Valentine's Day, Jeremy.
You want to spend it with me?
I was thinking about having you over.
Just you and I.
Thought maybe you and
in
I.
In a really cold beat lab, starting a fire.
Maybe get a couple soft pretzels.
Put some crab dip on them. This sounds like a treat.
I hate Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's a miserable holiday.
Now, when I say celebrate it, I say that in like a loose term. Do you do?
I have a parade.
God, could you imagine if there was a Valentine's Day parade?
It would be the saddest parade.
Oh my God. Do you celebrate it? Do you do anything for your wife for Valentine's Day?
Yes. It's not
now,
not
do you do
we're
it
married.
Forcefully, like
like aggressively? I wake her up by jumping on top of her. I'm totally nude but erect. This is how I start my Valentine's Day. No, I
Christ, this is on a Saturday this year.
It's a Saturday morning. My kids will be there. It'll be very awkward. Like, no, well, now that I have kids, I mean, yeah, we celebrate, but it's like we do something for her on Valentine's Day. So, you know, I'll have them make her card or something, and then we'll do a big breakfast. We'll probably, you know, take the kids out for a nice lunch, and then I'll try to get them to bed early to have my way with her. But that won't happen because she'll go to sleep. So that'll be Valentine's Day. How about you?
Now, why isn't the same reciprocated to you? Because it's not Mother's Day. It's Valentine's Day.
Right, but admittedly, there's no guy. There's not one guy on earth who's like, oh my God, it's Valentine's Day. This is going to be the best day. I bet I get a card and some flowers. No. No one is excited about Valentine's Day with testicles.
See, now I sort of feel like, you know, my wife and I say, no, Valentine's Day is stupid. You know, she never wants flowers on Valentine's Day because, you know, that's a day that she would expect to get flowers. She wants flowers other days. But I can't remember to buy flowers on other days. I can only remember to get them on Valentine's Day, so it sort of defeats the purpose. But we say that we don't celebrate Valentine's Day, but I don't really know if she means we shouldn't celebrate Valentine's Day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It totally makes sense. My wife says the same thing.
It means that you need to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yes, it does. 100%.
Yeah. This is why you're a good host.
I'm on fire on this. You guys have I have this under control. You guys have no idea how on target I'm going to be today.
But now, you know, and I guess we're going to I hope that we're going to talk about this a little bit later on. I got a little bit of a conflict Saturday night. I've got you know, it's Valentine's Day.
Right.
And I have three other dates.
I took your advice from last week, Jeremy.
They're all wearing glasses. And my daughter's got a basketball game, but then there's a NASCAR race on that night.
What NASCAR race is this? No, you know, we're going to talk about that later. Don't
yes,
worry about that.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Well, I'd say regardless that it's Valentine's Day, you should probably go to your daughter's game.
I will go to my daughter's game. That's fine. Okay. Have no problem with that.
So being good dad ranks you points in the Valentine's Day category.
Well, my son, I had spent some time talking to my son. I said, you know, maybe we'll make dinner for the girls. And my oldest said, well, that's a dumb idea. And I went, why? She goes, what are you going to make, spaghetti? And I go, well, that's actually
that's my go-to.
That's what I'm going to do. And she goes, I hate it when you make spaghetti. I was like, you hate spaghetti? She goes, no, I like spaghetti. She said, I hate it when you make spaghetti.
How old is your oldest?
She's 7.
You're going to have a rough time coming up, Donna. Rough time.
My wife looked at her and went, oh, my God, I hate it when your father makes spaghetti, too.
Your entire family is revolting against your meals.
They hate my, yeah. So, I like it when the noodles all stick together, like there's a big, solid thing of noodle. You know what I mean? Like,
you mean you don't like cooking the noodles?
Well,
or you cook them so long they just become one big noodle.
That's it. Yeah.
30 minutes of pasta boiling. That's terrible.
Apparently, a lot of people.
When the noodles, I have to chew on them for 12 minutes before I can swallow them.
What's wrong with that?
Wow. We may have to do some sort of Radio for Winners potluck. I've got to kind of get a sample of this amazing pasta. Well, Tony, you're the only one.
I like my noodles to be like gum.
You're the only one of us that it has no children, so you can actually enjoy a Valentine's Day if you choose to do so. Are you going to choose to do so?
His wife's not even going to be in town, probably.
That means it's the best Valentine's Day. No pressure at all.
You know, I am going to try to swing the, hey, let's have a romantic dinner at home, because I'm cheap and I don't like going out to dinner. So,
Well, and actually going out on Valentine's Day is awful.
Everyone's
it is.
It's hard to get a table. It's a small town, so it's even harder to get a table at a nice place.
Wait a minute. Where are you trying to get a table at?
Denny's.
Like, pretty much.
So I picked up my wife. Her and I went to the Olive Garden, which was lovely.
$10 all you can eat pasta bowl.
I said, I'll just have salad. It's all you can eat salad. Yes, I know.
And unlimited breadsticks, correct? And I have a bag.
Now, we're trying to get, we were going to go to TGI Fridays. for the unlimited appetizer.
Well, not what going on? I don't know if it's still going on or not. To be honest, I don't know anyone who actually tried the unlimited appetizers.
What is that? How did I not know about that?
Was it Fridays? It wasn't every appetizer. It was only certain ones. I think it was mozzarella sticks, potato skins, and something I didn't like. And it would be, you can go in, you pay $10 or whatever, and you get unlimited. You get them until you can no longer eat appetizers in one sitting.
When was this?
I mean, probably 6 months ago. I'm sure we talked about it.
Oh, we should have done
because that. It's the kind of thing that we would talk about. We have very high standards.
Sesame Jack.
We did talk about it.
See, there you go.
Okay.
Episode 207. That's how long ago that was.
Yeah, because we're only on 104.
You know, before we keep going, we do have a retraction from last week, Don.
Oh, hey, hold on.
Retraction!
I thought you were supposed to do the retraction while the retraction music was playing.
No, I think we just yelled retraction.
Oh.
It's been a long time since we've made a mistake, Don. But you made one last week, episode 101.
Wait a minute. I did.
Yes, you did. During the Mitt Romney not running for president news item,
okay,
you said Iowa was the Buckeye State.
Then I said, wait a minute. I said, is Iowa the Buckeye State? I said, maybe it's Ohio.
You actually did not say maybe. I listened today. You just said Iowa the Buckeye State. I don't know if that's right, guys, and we ignored you and kept talking. So Curtis posted on our Facebook page to let
course.
Us know.
Thanks,
Curtis. It is not, in fact, Iowa at all, and he called you out on it. So Iowa is not the Buckeye State. What state is it, Don?
Ohio.
It is Ohio. Very good. Don knew that. He was just under a lot of stress.
I believe that I said that. Thank you, Curtis, for listening.
He did listen, and apparently did not say it.
What is Iowa?
I don't know.
What is their mascot? For the University of Iowa, or Iowa State, well, you know what their mascot is?
I thought it was Hitler. That's a bad choice for a mascot.
Ah, Hitler, Iowa. Home of the University of Iowa.
It's a guy sobbing in a cornfield.
Well, that's what the corn, or the Cornhuskers, Nebraska. They're the Cornhuskers.
I can't wait for next week.
What is Iowa's? Time. Iowa potato? Or is it Idaho?
Idaho's potatoes.
Now we're going to just come across as really retarded, not knowing anything about states. Great. Real great.
Iowa, the Big Apple.
Yeah, but you just opened yourself up for that. You're like, what is Iowa? They're pro potato, right? Yeah, they're pro potato.
Listen, I'm a dummy. I'll fully admit that. I can't speak. I can barely read.
I believe, looking on my phone, Iowa is the female circumcision state.
Yes.
That's true. So there's a factoid for you. Tony, you brought a brand new laptop.
Which is why
tonight the sound
apparently
is so much cleaner.
The porn bots won. And I had to get a new laptop. I completely destroyed the one that I had. I went to Best Buy because I believe in quality and I believe in service.
Best Buy.
So I go there.
Thank you for your money.
And, you know, I haven't bought a laptop in like 5 years. So I completely, you know, I'm just not used to them. I didn't realize they don't have, a lot of these laptops these days don't have the internal disk drive any longer. You have to get an external one.
Right.
So I'm looking like at all these laptops and they don't have it. So the guy goes to get the laptop I decided to pick up, a Lenovo, a Yoga something. I don't know what the hell it is. Yoga Pro. I don't know.
There's
anyhow,
major attraction next week.
But I couldn't get over the fact that these laptops don't have the disk drive. So I start picking up the disk, like the laptops. I'm looking at it. All of a sudden, the security guy whizzes by me. He's like, hey, how you doing?
The security guy?
Yeah, he thought I was trying to steal the laptop.
Oh.
And you're like, sir, I was looking for a floppy drive. Like, how old are you, sir?
But I was like, should I be offended by that? I was offended that the guy thought I was trying to steal him, you know, getting ready to drop like $1,000.
Well, yes and no. You should be offended by it. But did you look like a hobo? Were you dressed
poorly? I was wearing sweatpants and an old Spartan
Where
T-shirt.
Where did he say
but,
this was? Was this at Best Buy?
At a Best Buy.
Okay. All right, and why does why does he need a disk drive?
Well, he still needs a disk drive because of all the things he keeps archived at his house that are burned to disk. He has a large collection of films he does not want to lose.
Does he not know that there's he can stream porn online now? It's got a lot of 19.
If he doesn't know now, and we let him know, he's no longer going to be on the show. He'll be very busy for quite a while.
And FYI, it's the Iowa. They're the Hawkeyes. University of Iowa Hawkeyes.
I still like that it was Hitler. That was a better answer.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
So now that you bought this new laptop, and you did bring up that your porn bots have destroyed your old laptop, does that mean you're afraid to go to porn sites on the new laptop?
I have yet to go to any sites on the new laptop. I am completely afraid.
I did that same thing with my newest computer, which is no longer new, but I was like, I can't go to any porn sites. I want to keep this thing pristine. I don't want any spyware on it. I'm just going to use it for... But then I realized everything else I'm using it for is going to put spy bots on it anyway. So might as well just go to those porn sites.
Tony, yeah. great website to
I'm
check
pretty
out.
Sure another week.
A great website for you to check out. Thundergrunt.com/radioforwinners. Check out that host.
Is that the one where he's sucking on the straw? Wow. I'm telling you, that is a hot pick.
You guys. I had no idea I was listed as the host. I'm very excited that I am.
Oh, well, I'm just a co-host. I'll be over here co-hosting.
That's good, co-host. I noticed when I came in today, Don, you look very dapper.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Don's like all dressed up tonight. Look, I'm on Skype checking into the Beat Lab, and Don's dressed up.
He's not wearing a Ravens jersey?
Wearing a winter jacket.
Wearing a winter jacket, but you got a haircut? You shaved?
I did. I've been teeth whitening.
Okay, what do you mean by that? I mean, I understand what teeth whitening is, but which version are you doing?
So, crap. So my wife bought me those strips like years ago, mm-hmm. but I've never really used them.
Wait, are these the same ones from years ago?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So I think that they go bad, but I don't know if they go bad. But then,
I'm sure they go bad.
So then she said to me, she said, yeah, your teeth are really yellow. And I went, oh, okay. So I had an event that I had coming up, and she said, she goes, you should really whiten your teeth. I was like, oh. Well, I mean, those strips, you have to kind of wear them for
they're long term. You have to go to a dentist to do real teeth whitening.
Well, but at the grocery store, they have a 1 hour teeth whitening kit.
Oh, no. Is it just paint?
Well, so I bought this 1 hour teeth whitening kit, and she's like, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just use the strips that I bought you? I'm like, oh, they're old. She's like, no, they'll be fine. So I said, but I bought this kit. She goes, well, you're going to come out looking like that episode of Friends where Ross had the teeth, you know,
teeth glow.
Yeah, and his teeth glow, right? So I bought this kit, and I'm like, now I'm in panic mode because I'm afraid that my teeth are going to glow when I use this thing. But I use this like 1 hour teeth whitening kit. I don't think that they came out too bad, but my question really was for you two, do you think whitening your teeth is important?
Well, for me, it's just one more issue. So why fix the teeth when the rest of me is not attractive? Man, that fat guy with the with no hair and
his teeth
can't
are
grow a
really
beard, his teeth
white.
Look incredible. That guy's
amazing. You know, Don, I'm kind of in the same boat. I feel like I need to whiten my teeth. However, when I see someone who has really white teeth, I'm always kind of like, what is this guy's clearly bizarre.
Well, yeah, you know, and that's the fear is that you're going to over-whiten him. That's why I think Don was afraid to use it. He'd show up with looking like...
Yeah, I didn't want to go to my event and then go, hi, how are you? Like, whoa.
What's up with that guy?
Yeah. But I mean, I didn't know, like, you know, it was never really important to me. And I mean, I smoked for a long time, but I mean, again, in my mind, I don't smoke anymore, so everything is fine. There's no long-term effect to that, and my teeth should just immediately...
It's very scientific.
My teeth should immediately go back to being
white. They always say there's no downside to smoking. The Surgeon General's warning just says smoking, well, might not do it.
When you quit, you'll be fine.
Save a few bucks.
So now I just drink coffee, but now I'm sort of like, you know, the teeth whitening apparently is important to my wife, so she's going to have a nice, happy Valentine's Day. Because
you're going to have the whitest teeth on the entire.
I was really
East
then. Then I was really trying to think. You know, if I bought like three or four of these 1 hour whitening kits, and I went back to back to back, how white could I get my teeth?
They probably just get worn away. You would have nubs, bloody nubs in your mouth. Let's test it.
How white are you? You don't have any teeth, sir. Yes, I know.
But your gums are sparkly.
Yes. Delicious.
So you've already done the 1 hour.
I did the 1 hour, and now I have to, I guess, switch to strips to sort of maintain and continue to enhance. Now I have like a toothpaste and a toothbrush to continue to whiten
my
teeth.
Did you not have a toothpaste or a toothbrush before? I think we've got a larger problem. I don't think it has anything to do with the coffee or the smoking. I think if you've never had a toothpaste or toothbrush before, this could be a real problem.
Do you floss?
Yeah, I do floss.
Do you floss, Tony?
I floss
like once every 3 months.
No, come on. Do you floss?
I floss daily.
You do?
I love it.
Really?
I floss usually once a week.
I got a dentist appointment tomorrow. I better floss.
No, well, you do. Do you have a dentist appointment tomorrow?
No. What I'm saying
you're saying you should never floss unless you have a dentist appointment.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to floss. I floss every night before I go to bed, and I clean my ears about 6 times a day. I have a lot of problems, Don. I have a lot of problems.
Meanwhile, spend time exercising.
I don't exercise. I shower once a week.
6 hours flossing.
I lost 5 pounds a day because I flossed that stuff out of my teeth.
I had to get all the gummy bears out.
But my wife's like, she goes, you know, if you really want to help your teeth be whiter, you could floss. And I'm like, what? Wow, look, I have a meeting tomorrow. Look at my teeth being all yellow. I flossed last night. Look at how white they are. Like, I mean, how do you get your teeth white by flossing? Like, there's a whole regime. So now I have a toothbrush that helps get your teeth whitened. And, you know, I feel like I'm scrubbing my teeth with, like, a magic eraser. So, I wasn't self-conscious of my teeth before, but now I'm pretty self-conscious of my teeth.
You're saying in one sentence your wife has destroyed your confidence.
Destroyed my ego, destroyed everything. And that's
Happy
why,
Valentine's
that's
Day,
why
Don.
We're married. Happy Valentine's Day.
It all comes full circle.
Yeah, so I have that lovely thing going on.
Well, you realize it is February. It's almost Valentine's Day, so it's been... Winter's almost over.
Hey,
so you know how much snow we've had here, Don? An inch of snow.
We haven't had any. And what I'm also going to do is maybe I can help get me some Twitter followers because I can't seem to get those either. I'll tweet out pictures of my before and after teeth.
Wow. You know, if you weren't getting Twitter followers before, Don, just tweeting pictures of your teeth, totally going to get it down. I want a daily Don's tooth picture. Hashtag Don's teeth.
See what... Don't say that, because now that they're going to say hashtag Don's teeth.
Hashtag Don's teeth.
Ah, damn it.
That will be trending. That will be what finally trends. Hashtag Don's teeth.
So are we going to get any snow?
I mean,
it's
going to
be 2 degrees.
No,
it's
going to
be like
see any.
5 degrees on Sunday. So now we're going to get into the cold part of the month. But I feel like New England's getting like a ton of snow. And I just want like one good, nice snow day.
Yeah, we got one with, 2 inches? I think that's the most we got around my
house.
Yeah,
and then we had the ice. We had ice this week.
We always get ice. Maryland's great at getting ice in the winter and nothing fun.
Destroys your wiper blades, too.
I feel like it usually snows in February and sometimes in early March.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So we're kind of coming up in that next like 4 week window here. Are we going to actually get any snow? Now, have you gotten any down there?
We had one snowstorm, 4 inches of snow back on November 1st.
Wow.
Has not snowed since.
Yeah, it's like everything's shifting. I don't know.
It's every other year. Sometimes we get a lot of snow, sometimes we don't. This year we're not going to see any, but just north of us, literally Philly gets hit with it constantly. We get none.
That's just avoiding us.
I'm not allowed to have any fun. Just ice so that I get stuck in my house.
Well, I would like to have a little bit of snow, so, you know.
I'll do my best.
Thank you. You are
as the new host.
You are the host.
I will do everything I can to bring
snow
to your house.
Keep telling yourself that you're the new host, because that site's been up for a while.
Yeah, but you've never checked it. No one knows.
Apparently not.
It's fine. But someone does know my home address. Now, I have a question for you guys, and be honest. I need to know which one of you ordered me a Mexican soap opera magazine. Literally, I got
hello.
Maybe last week.
Hello, Jeremy.
I got a magazine. I can't read what the title is because it's in Spanish. The entire magazine is in Spanish, but it's clearly about soap operas. So it's like, ¿Dónde está Ricardo? And I need to know who sent it to me. But the best part of it is that someone sent it to Jeremy Parmentiero. Whoever did this, very funny. I do appreciate it. But here's my question. Does that mean that I'm now paying for a subscription to a Mexican soap magazine?
No, but Jeremy Palmatero is.
Like, do they do that? Do they bill you later for magazines they send you?
No, but I think you could probably...
I can't call. It's in Spanish. I can't even find a name or number.
But, you know, you ever go into like a Best Buy and like you get like a free magazine subscription with a purchase?
Okay.
And maybe like...
Hey, yeah. Wait a second. But wait, there's not a large Mexican population in Asheville. They wouldn't send in Mexican soap magazines, but somebody sent Jeremy Parmentiero magazine. It wasn't you guys?
I can swear I did not do that.
I called Curtis, the same Curtis who called us out on the Buckeye State, and I swore it was him because that's the kind of thing he would think is funny. And he told me he doesn't think he did it unless he was real high.
So you're saying there's a strong possibility.
I don't know. Once I saw the name was Jeremy Parmentiero, I thought it may have been Marty, winner of the prize pack for the football pool, but he said he didn't do it. So somebody out there sent me at my home address a Mexican soap magazine.
I would absolutely admit to it here.
And therefore, by the way, whoever's next prize pack is getting a series of Mexican soap magazines. I hope you enjoy them.
Jeremy Palmatero. You're going to black out your address so nobody has
I'm going to rip
it.
The labels off.
No, leave
the rage.
Leave Jeremy Palmateiro on there. Don't hate me, but that's a good
Twitter
handle.
Has anyone ever sent you guys magazines you didn't want? I mean, I haven't had that happen in years, but...
I do, and I think I might have a lead to who's doing this, because this person confessed recently to sending me America Cattle magazine. But the problem is he got my address wrong. I think he was sending it to the wrong address, so he had to like say, hey, you haven't commented about this America Cattle magazine I've been sending you. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. So then he had to basically...
It went to your parents. They're like, what?
They're probably enjoying it.
I believe that. Is that person's name? Does it rhyme with Brian Bonner?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So,
how did you guess that?
Yeah, I think we've talked about it. Oh, okay. We talked about that before. Yeah.
So I think there's a good shot that he might be very bored when he's not writing for the TV show he's on. And, and he has a lot of time on his hands to send magazines out to random people.
I'll have to find out. But if not, whoever did do it, if you could just send Radio for Winners a text or a tweet or a Facebook page, let me know who did that, because I have something to send you. Great to know who
also,
did this.
Send Jeremy like Men's Health or Men's Fitness, something that will get him to actually work out.
Healthy Teeth and Gums Monthly.
That's
which,
for Don.
Speaking of, as you guys know, now that I'm down here in Nashville, I'm an elite athlete. I'm out on the trails in the mountains.
Elite.
You'll find me quite often, you know, climbing elevations of 2,000 to 3,000 feet. I mean, it gets a little bit crazy. When I'm not busy, CrossFit.
Okay.
Day cleans, push and jerk, snatch. I'm out on the trails.
Okay.
Hitting them hard, beating them up.
You are looking very fit, Tony.
Yep, and so I'm out this past weekend running some trails, and there's this long incline that I do. So it's a hard workout. A lot of people can't do it. I'll be honest with you. It's just me. And this guy's walking down with his dog. He has a cane, and he stops me, and he goes, you must be in the Army. And I'm assuming it's because, you know, training that goes into being an Army, you have to be fit. And I'm assuming that he saw me running up this hill, so he was immediately like, this guy's clearly former Army or currently in the Army. No, turns out he thought I was tracking him because the government's been tracking him and stalking him.
Oh, no.
And then he spent the next 10 minutes telling me all about it and how I might not be knowingly a part of the conspiracy, but because, and this is the best part, is the reason like he thought to say this is because at the point on the trail that we were, every single time he's on that trail, he runs into somebody. And that was his way of saying that he's being monitored, because every time he's at that point on the trail, he's being, you know, he runs into someone that's on that trail. The problem, though, is that trail is right next to the parking lot. So everybody is getting on the trail at that point throughout the day.
Now, did he explain why he believes he's being targeted by the U.S. government?
You know, I have a hard time concentrating with regular conversations, so I zoned out pretty quick into this one. And my only thinking is, am I going to have to hit this guy? Is he going to try to hit me with his cane if he thinks I'm stalking him? So I didn't even bother. I just, you know, I politely...
Why didn't you start talking into your watch while you're sitting there? I'm sorry, I got to go.
Hold on one second.
I kind of wanted to do that, but my wife advised me not to do that, since she works in the mental health field. She was like, yeah, you know what, maybe don't engage someone who potentially could be violent.
Did I tell you guys? I think I may have said it on the show, but if not, I'll repeat it very quickly. Similar thing happened, but in a grocery store with me and a couple of my friends. The guy stocking the grocery store, my friend Danny, was wearing a shirt with an alien on it. Just a like a, you know, regular tall alien, like the big gray-headed eye alien.
Okay.
And the guy comes up to him and he goes, hey, man, I like your shirt. And he's like, the guy stocking there at like 2 in the morning. And Danny's like, okay, thanks, man. And he goes, have you seen one? And Danny's like, what? He's like, have you seen one of these before? And one of my other friends that with him, he's like, yeah, we see him all the time, man. Do you see him? And so this guy starts telling us all these stories about how he sees aliens on Route 3 in Crofton all the time. And they live down on this Wachapel Road. They live off on the side in the woods. And he's going into how he sees Bigfoot there, and he's fighting with the aliens. So he's going on and on and on. And so my friend then hands him this guy Danny hands him a card that we had, these nerdy group cards we made, because we like to pretend we're a special society in high school, because everyone does embarrassing things like that. And he hands him a card that has his name on it, and he just goes, we'll be watching you, Dennis. He had his name tag on, and he screamed and ran off.
That actually reminds me. I actually saw back on Route 3 in Crofton a couple years back, there was a car accident, and I saw an alien run into a woods and throw two egg sandwiches into the woods for no reason. And they're among us. You just got to wear the right sunglasses to see them.
They do. They do love egg sandwiches.
They're big fans of egg sandwiches and poor life decisions.
Speaking of poor life decisions.
Speaking of poor life decisions, we should actually talk about this. We've got, we've decided, we did get some feedback. We're going to do the NASCAR league.
Hey!
Despite that everyone on Earth, including Tony, does not want to do it, we're going to go ahead. We got at least three people that said they were interested.
Who's doing this besides you two?
We said we spent five episodes last year talking about how we're never doing a NASCAR league again. Guess what? Boom! Right back at it.
Is Lego Man having any interest in doing this? Lego Man has no interest, correct?
He has a lot of interest. Maybe Lego Man will do it. I'll have to talk to Lego Man.
Lego Man's like, no.
Lego Man... Him and I will be eating spaghetti on Valentine's Day watching NASCAR.
Well, everyone else orders a pizza because your spaghetti is apparently terrifying.
Apparently.
So it's going to be back on Fox Fantasy Auto. Our team name is RFW Supergroup, and the password, because Don requested it, is the word not penis. I'll be posting all this on our Facebook page and on the blog at RadioForeigners.com and on Twitter. The first race for the league is next Saturday, the 22nd.
No.
Or next Sunday.
Next 22nd. Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know what day things are.
Yeah.
Either way, it's not this coming weekend. It's a week from the day you're listening to this, that Sunday.
But there is a race this weekend.
There is. I didn't realize that they started early.
Sprint Showdown.
I'm not going to watch it at all because it's not part of the
race,
league.
A lot of money, though.
All right, but I won't care about that.
Okay. All right. Big wrecks at nighttime. Big wrecks.
I'll be tuning in. Absolutely.
That's what I call my penis, Big Rex at nighttime.
Wow.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right.
So either way, the rules have changed from last year. You still pick five drivers, but you can use them as many times as you want because you have a salary cap now you have to follow. It's going to mix things up. It's going to be crazy.
Do you set the salary cap?
No. It's preset by the game.
Okay.
And it's not realistic. It's not their actual salary. So it's like you get $50,000, and then they put money amounts on each driver.
So is this Jeff Gordon's last year, or is he done already?
Last year.
This will be his last year.
Last full-time season, probably. Will
oh, man. Time, yeah. Now, does he have any chance of winning?
Yeah, he does. He was pretty close last year, so we'll see. I think
from what I saw, everyone has a chance of winning. I can't read what's going to happen ever with that. If I had to bet on NASCAR, I'd lose every dime I had.
You and I have never raced an entire race, but we have a chance at winning the championship.
Exactly. I can never tell.
I can't pick the winners, but apparently I have a shot at the championship.
You have a better shot at winning than you do at picking the winner.
Very true. Very true.
So either way, we're going to do that even though we said we weren't. And if you're interested, the information's out there. It's open to everybody as long as you remember the password, not penis. And join. It's very exciting. We're not going to talk about it on the show at all.
Now, what is the over-under on the year of Tony Stewart killing drivers?
In a NASCAR race, very slim. Outside of NASCAR, possibly all the time.
God.
We've already started our NASCAR league off on a dark note. Speaking of dark notes, that brings us to our regular section we like to do every week, Radio for Winners. And the news. That's right. Radio for Winners and the news. Every week we find 3 to 4 news stories we like. We take all the facts out. We put them together with other news stories that make no sense whatsoever. We blend them up, put them in a cup, and give it to you.
I still like our old other one.
Me singing the news? I'm not going to do it again. But if you're able to do it, episode 101, I sing the news theme very, very poorly.
That's a lot of fun.
Brian Williams suspended from NBC for 6 months. No pay. Because he falsified a fairly unimportant story in my mind, but a lot of people very upset about it.
So this
it's stolen valor. All right, it's stolen valor. That's what it is.
Well, that's why I think it's only because it was about that. So basically, if you somehow only get your news ready for winners, which I imagine most of our listeners do, Brian Williams was a newscaster, which means he reads the news like I do.
A newscaster.
And he said that he was in a war zone, which he was in a war zone, on a helicopter that was shot down or shot and forced to land. But none of that is true. He was on a helicopter, but not his helicopter, but one about an hour ahead of his was shot down.
Yeah, he's in a ballpark.
Well, I mean, that's my thought is okay, sure, it's not true, but it's not totally false, and it's just to make himself sound more impressive.
And it's not like he's telling these stories on the newscast.
Right.
Or was he actually?
He wasn't telling it on the newscast, but he did say it on like David Letterman.
He did. Well, you need to have a good story on those.
But the reason that this whole thing came about, I mean, you know how this whole thing came about, because the guy that sort of took care of him during this whole thing,
right,
like they stayed in contact, and he just retired from the Army, and he
right.
tried to take care of him by taking him to a hockey game or a basketball game.
Yes, a Rangers game.
And then everybody's like, dude, your helicopter never got shot down.
Right. Everyone else in the group was like, that didn't happen. And then they realize he's been telling the same story since 2003, but if you go back and read the 2003 version, it's actually correct. And then he keeps making it slightly worse and slightly worse each time, which is totally believable. Because if you listen to our first episode, we're three happy guys with happy families. You listen to this current one, and it's gotten to the point where everything is miserable all the time.
But some things have also come out, too, about his reporting of Katrina. Like he said, you know, I'm currently in a hotel, and there's bodies that are floating past me. Like, you know, those types of sort of, you know, are they true? And then some people have come out and supported that, yes, that literally was true. And so, you know, then somebody started questioning Hillary Clinton, because apparently Hillary Clinton said that one day when she was, you know, with Chelsea, and they were landing in Syria. I don't know why they were in Syria. She said that they had to run from the plane because they were sort of under sniper fire. And they go back and they show video of her and Chelsea walking off the airplane waving to people. So they couldn't have been that much under. She goes, you know, you forget things. So, or you remember things differently. So, you know, there's sort of that.
Well,
but
I mean, everybody does this.
Yeah, I'm there with you. But now, apparently,
I know a guy who swears to this day he didn't punch a Mexican. But we all know he did.
what came out later this afternoon was now they're investigating all of his expense reports. So they're thinking that maybe he has been, you know, falsifying some like expenses and stuff like that. So I don't know how he can come back on air.
I guarantee. I mean, I'm sure NBC is trying to get this to go away. They're not going to waste the time to look through his expense reports.
Well, but at the same time, that, you know, how does he sit down with you know, the president in the future and say, you know, you said this a few years ago. What did you really mean by that? When, you know, nobody can necessarily trust what he says. And I like Brian Williams. I loved that. That's who I watched. I loved Brian Williams. I loved him doing the news. It was just, now can you go back and can you actually trust him? Because here's the deal. From my understanding, my sources are telling me that you were offered
the NBC position?
That job.
Yeah, and then they heard me sing the news last week.
How terrible. I am. Can you get a guy who's more of just like a cardboard box of personality than Lester Holt? I mean, how awful. I mean, I'm not saying
Don Lemon.
He can do the job, but this guy has the personality of cardboard. It's terrible.
Lester is a little dry, but that's why he's the fill-in guy. But now he's going to fill in for the next 6 months and let the numbers tank.
Do you think if he lied about anything other than the fact that it was a, you know, a war zone where he shot, do you think it would be a big deal? Like if he was just like, even the Katrina thing, yeah, it's bad. But if everyone's like, yeah, that didn't really happen, I don't think he'd be suspended. I think people would just be like, yeah, well, he was just trying to make the story interesting, and no one would care.
I don't think he comes back. I don't.
Yeah, okay, well,
I mean,
we'll
have to
check it in 6 months. Don Collins is not coming back.
You were offered the job, but you're the host of this show.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I have to. I don't want to turn that money down. Radio for Winners is paying for my kids to go to college.
He signed a 5-year, $50 million contract.
It's payable by me, though. It's not a very good plan on my part as the host and major stockholder of Radio for Winners Incorporated.
Wait a minute, now you're major stockholder?
Oh, yeah. Trust me, it's a losing proposition for everybody. But in the same note, as Brian Williams being suspended, there's another news shakeup because after 17 years, Jon Stewart is leaving The Daily Show on Comedy Central. He's going to retire sometime in 2015. He announced it live on the show last week, and everyone is very sad about it despite not watching the show.
That was my first question. Do you watch the show?
No.
I
like
The
Daily Show.
Years.
I find it funny. However, I'm not up at 11. Ever anymore. If I am up at 11, I'm literally trying to get a kid to go to sleep. I don't want to watch The Daily Show. I just want to go to bed.
Do you think he missed out on an opportunity there? Like, could he have taken over for Letterman instead of Stephen Colbert? Like, I don't think Stephen Colbert is going to do a good job.
I think
Letterman's.
He'll do fine, but I don't think he was offered the job.
No, I get that, but you know, Stephen Colbert, could have taken over, you know, The Daily Show.
Right. Well, I still think that ultimately, I think one of the people that's on the show now will most likely take over The Daily Show, or they'll do like a rotating, you know, news desk of people that are already on the show. Like when he was out before, because he was directing a movie, they had John Oliver on, and now he's gone on to his own show because he was really good at it.
Yeah.
Now, I would not also be surprised if John Oliver came back, because I don't know if HBO is going to continue doing his show. I mean, it's good. It's got a second season, but you know, if you could do a daily news show or a weekly news show that's going to be late anyway, wouldn't you rather go back to a daily news show? Is the Daily Show higher profile than an HBO regular show that's not every week?
Yes, I just think you're unfiltered on HBO. But the real question is, what the hell has happened to Craig Kilborn? You know, that poor guy, he was on The Daily Show. He leaves The Daily Show to go and take over The Late Late Show on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Daily Show becomes this huge hit. He goes over to CBS thinking he's going to be a huge hit. Not a huge hit over there.
But do you think that was just dumb luck, or do you think it's that no one likes Craig Kilborn?
I think it's that no one likes Craig Kilborn. But where the hell is Craig Kilborn?
Did he think he was going to make it big after he did Wedding Crashers?
No, it wasn't Wedding Crashers. It was Old School.
No. Yeah, you're right.
I know I am. Thank you.
If there's one person who knows his Vince Vaughn movies, it's Don.
I quote Vince Vaughn every single day.
I don't. You guys are assholes.
So I can't think of anyone else who would get the host as an immediate. Oh, he's clearly going to get the host, and they haven't announced it. But I mean, it's going to have to be somebody on the show, right?
So do you need somebody that's also funny?
Well, you'd want someone who's at least capable of being funny. You don't want someone. You wouldn't want Bill O'Reilly to take it over.
No. Yeah. I mean, is Keith Olbermann, is he like good for that spot, or I mean, is he too?
A person I think would be fun to watch, but I don't know if he's necessarily a good fit, is Norm Macdonald.
Yes, Norm Macdonald would be amazing, but I also don't think he would do it. He has his own podcast, or had his podcast. I think he still technically has it, but they do six episodes and he goes on hiatus for 6 months. I don't think he'd be in for a daily show.
I don't think that he could generate enough energy to do that.
Oh, see, I think you're right. It would be different, but I still think he'd be amazing at it. But I just don't think he would do it for long. I think he would do it for like a week and be like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And stop.
What would he say?
I don't want to do this. That's my only impersonation. Norm being disinterested is my only impression. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm never doing it again.
Now that Jeremy's the host of the show, he's working on his impressions.
Wait to hear my Bill Cosby being interviewed by Norm Macdonald.
Jello pudding.
Oh, there we go.
So. I don't know. I liked the guy that filled in for John while he was doing that that movie. I saw him a couple times. He was pretty funny.
Yeah, he's great, but he has his own show now.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I don't know if he would come back.
It's more high profile. And there was another article I read too about Comedy Central's losing all their talent pretty rapidly. So,
That's not true. They still have loads of other shows. They're just not their news piece. Well, maybe they lose their news division.
Yeah, but you've lost that. What about Chelsea Handler taking over? You know, that scene.
Well, she's not doing anything, and she's a name.
No, I think she's signed to do something
with
Netflix.
Yeah, she's doing something on Netflix, like a docuseries of some sort.
Yeah, but
I don't think she'd be very good in that role. That she's not a political satire kind of...
Yeah, but neither was Jon Stewart when he sort of started.
Yeah, but he was considered a smart comic.
Oh, okay. You know who clearly isn't a smart comic? Anyone who listens to this show.
Or smart anybody. Not really comic.
Good call.
Smart accountant, smart anything. Speaking of not smart, Charles Manson, convicted mass murderer, or at least mastermind of mass murder, was getting married in jail, and his wedding is now off because it turns out his fiance just wanted him for his body, literally. Oh, wrap it up. The show's over.
That's when the host nails it right there. Bam.
Way to drop it.
I got
to, so what's the details behind this? Because I only saw the headline, but I didn't actually get a chance to dig into it.
So before the early headlines, he was going to get married. This girl who was like 26, I think, was going to get married
Sweet.
To him. And yeah, but I mean, he wouldn't be able to do anything because he's going to be in prison for the rest of his life. But he was going to get married, and they got the marriage license. They were as far as getting everything organized, and then all of a sudden, the marriage license has lapsed. They did not use it in time. It looks like it's not going to be renewed. And the story from someone who says they know the situation is that Charles Manson found out she was just going after him so that when he died, she would get his body. So they could make it like a memorial / public, like Lenin's tomb in Russia. It would be the same thing, but it would be come to see Charles Manson's body in a big glass box.
Now, I had read that the jail that he's in, that the officials there said that they still intended to get married, like it was still going to happen.
Right, but they didn't. They didn't get married in time. And
also,
it's, again, no one's doing an interview with Charles
Manson. You're allowed to finger bang in those jails.
Yes.
So,
you know, when you come to the,
that's something, you know.
You just stick your finger through the hole.
Yes.
That is the most horrifying mental image.
Jiminy
Christmas. You're very proud of yourself.
Wow.
I go from hitting that amazing news intro to finger banging through a glass box.
God, we cover it all here. We talk about Brian Williams. We talk about Charles Manson. We do it all right here on Radio for Winners.
Wow. Well, I don't know if you can come up with a better ending of a show than finger banging through a glass box. So we may just have to go to our regular ending for the show in 2015.
Well, we have to reiterate the NASCAR League. We can give that out one more time because everybody needs to write down the login and the password so they can join the league.
We've given you time to get a pen and paper.
I anticipate at least 4 people joining up before this weekend is over.
Look, I like to do leagues. I think it's a good time. It gets me interested in a sport I otherwise would not care about.
It allows us to connect with our listeners.
All right.
How do you still care about NASCAR after, like, the season lasted like 10 months? It was terrible. It was brutal.
It's been 4 weeks since the last race from last year.
We lost like 40% of our audience last year.
We're not
going to
talk about
thing.
It after today. We're going to bring it up only at the very end. If you want to follow it, it will be on RadioForWinners.com, and we'll probably mention it on our Facebook page because no one reads that anyway. So our team is RFW Supergroup at Fox Fantasy Auto, and the password is the word not penis, one word, all lowercase. So again, that information will all be on our Facebook page. Please follow us on Facebook. Please follow us on Twitter at RadioForWinners. Send us some emails, rfwshow@gmail.com, and don't forget to follow at DonRFW, who has many useful tweets, and he's going to show a picture of his teeth every day for the rest of 2015, hashtag Don's teeth. So now is the end of the show where we like to have Don pick some of his favorite songs from his youth and sing them for us. And tonight it's the one humdinger of a song.
It's for Valentine's Day. It's extreme.
In your face. Radio for Winners. Good night, guys.
Ooh, yeah. Come on, sing along.
No one's singing.
Life's ambitions occupy my time. Priorities confuse the mind. Happiness one step behind. This inner peace I've yet to find. Sing it with me. Rivers flow.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.